Captain's log, stardate 41263.1. We have rendezvoused with the USS Fearless, from which a Starfleet propulsion expert and his assistant are beaming over to conduct tests on the Enterprise's warp drive engines. They have completed similar adjustments on two other Starfleet vessels.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Penske File. I'm Penske. We are continuing our Let's Watch of Star Trek The Next Generation with the episode Where No One Has Gone Before. This is episode 6 of season 1. It was directed by Rob Bowman and written by Diane Duane and Michael Reeves. This originally aired October 26, 1987. So we'll go with a short plot breakdown and then we'll get into our thoughts after a little bit of a break. The Enterprise meets the USS Fearless to bring aboard Mr. Kaczynski, a Starfleet propulsion expert who plans to run tests on the warp engines to improve their efficiency. With Kaczynski is his assistant, an alien from the Tau Alpha C known as the Traveler. As Kaczynski and the Traveler explain the tests to the engineering crew, Wesley Crusher quickly grasps what the tests are designed to accomplish, and the Traveler expresses admiration for his problem-solving abilities. The test quickly goes awry when the Enterprise speeds up, surpassing the known capabilities of warp engines. Captain Picard orders the ship stopped, and the crew find themselves on the far side of the M33 galaxy, more than 2.7 million light-years from the Milky Way, the Enterprise's home galaxy. Although Kaczynski is pleased with the results, he is reprimanded by Picard and asked to simply redo the process to return home. Crusher warns Commander Riker that during the warp test, the Traveler appeared to drift out of reality. Kaczynski begins the second test. Crusher and Riker observe the Traveler again drifting out, appearing more tired. The Enterprise again experiences a burst of speed, and when it stops, the crew cannot determine their position. Picard demands that Kaczynski get the crew home. While Kaczynski, the Traveler, and the engineering crew work on reversing the process, the rest of the crew begin experiencing lifelike visions of their past, an after effect of the strange space around them. After having a vision of his mother, whom he calls Maman, Picard surmises that they have arrived at the theoretical Outer Rim, one of the oldest parts of the universe, and issues a red alert to awaken the crew from their visions. Finding Picard at the spot where he saw his mother, Riker brings up that Kaczynski may have had nothing to do with the crazed warp jumps, which were more than likely to be a result of the Traveler's illness. Trying to determine this theory, Picard has the alien moved to sickbay. Dr. Crusher, however, cannot evaluate the Traveler's alien biology and is unable to treat him. When Picard visits him in sickbay, the Traveler explains his ability to channel pure thought into reality. He brought the crew of the Enterprise to the Outer Rim, triggering a similar effect in anyone within it to ascertain if they were ready to experience thought as reality. The Traveler confides to Picard that he looks for scientific prodigies such as the young Crusher, and that Picard should nurture Wesley. When he returns to the engineering section, the Traveler asks Crusher to assist him in returning the Enterprise to known space. As they concentrate, beginning to return the ship home, the Traveler again phases out and finally disappears. The Enterprise suddenly stops, and the crew is relieved to find themselves in Federation space, where they were before their very first jump. And after the incident, Picard finally promotes Crusher to acting ensign, following his own unspoken suggestion in The Naked Now, on the Enterprise for his performance. So that's it. So after this little break, we will come back with our thoughts about this episode.
I've always suspected that this rate of speed was possible, of course, but at this level, no, never. We're going to need new definitions, new parameters.
Perhaps you could call it the Kaczynski scale.
Why not? Yes, of course, since I'm the one who's made the so-called warp barrier meaningless.
Okay, so here we are with our thoughts. This will probably be a quicker one. I don't know if there's really all that much to talk about in this episode. Episode's probably most famous for being the introduction of the Traveler, who does not play a big role in the series in terms of episodes, but he does have a very profound effect on Wesley Crusher. He basically starts off this whole Wesley Crusher as an action ensign storyline, and Wesley's story ends with an episode featuring the Traveler as well, which I guess we'll get to in a few short months from this point. But yeah, it's a very slow episode. It's probably one of the better ones of season one, at least so far. I don't really think that there's that much to it. It's another slow plot developed episode. The guy who plays Kaczynski is actually kind of good. He's a very obnoxious D-bag who appears on the ship to do their propulsion tests, and he brings this Traveler with him working, and the Kaczynski character is full of himself. He thinks that he is the one who's responsible for doing all these magical improvements on starship engines, and it turns out to be the Traveler, who is an alien that can basically turn thoughts into reality, and he takes the Enterprise to the edge of the known galaxy, or the edge of the known universe, I guess I should say, and explains to them this science, this sort of woo-woo science about how he can affect things like that, and out here everyone can affect that. So the plot is really kind of dull. There's a couple plot holes. You wonder how no one ever seems to notice why the Traveler is phasing in and out. No one is ever paying any attention to what the assistant's doing for some reason. He's done this on multiple ships too before the Enterprise. And then it just gives you sort of a, you know, you run into these weird situations where you come up with an episode where people are going to think things and it's going to happen. And then it sort of does, but with all the thoughts that people are having all the time, some of them are super, very strange. Like, why is there's a crewman who's trapped in fire? I don't know why exactly he would think that, why he would think of fire trapping him. And Picard runs over and tells him to put it out with his mind and then demands that he get back to his station. So it's that kind of strange stuff. The watching in high def is interesting just because the special effects of when the ship is moving faster than Warp 10, I guess, which is the Traveler's ability. It looks like it's some kind of 1970s music video with a lot of bright colors, a lot of pastels, and a lot of streaking lights. And it's also very strange. Why do the other galaxies look so completely different from our own? Didn't really make a lot of sense. You'd think they'd be somewhat the same. You'd have maybe different looking planets, but it's not like physics or anything has changed. It's all very much the same. So that is pretty much it. The Traveler gets sick. He heals himself just in time to tell Picard that Wesley Crusher is special. This is the start of the Wesley. I guess it hadn't really... he's been known to be a genius right before this. So this is sort of the push. An alien basically tells Picard that he needs to support Wesley and do everything he wants to. And let you know, push him in the ways that a super genius needs to be pushed. And so then the Traveler brings the Enterprise back. This is really there's really not much conflict in this episode at all. He brings the Enterprise back. They all are back at where they started. The Traveler disappears, faded off into wherever realm he comes from. And then Wesley Crusher is promoted to acting ensign. So he actually gets to sit on the bridge now and is probably going to be far more involved in the plots in a more official capacity than he was at this point. So that is it for, what the hell is this episode? It's Where No One Has Gone Before. Another slow first season episode that is not particularly interesting. It's probably one of the better ones in terms of the first season, I would think. It's hard to say. I think I'm going to start giving ratings to these episodes as I go through on a 1 to 10 scale. So this will be the first one. I'll go back and retroactively, maybe at the end of the season, I'll do like a recap video where I go through and talk about the episodes, which ones I liked, which ones were my favorite, and I need to start writing them down as I go. This is probably a straight 5 episode. It's pretty average. I enjoyed it enough while I was watching it. I wasn't really particularly drawn into it. It's good enough, basically. There's really... The special effects are kind of the big standout to me, and the introduction of the Traveler is the other part of it. But otherwise, really not that much going on in this episode. Nothing really to write home about. So we'll pick it up next time with... What episode is next? Lonely Among Us. We'll pick it up with Lonely Among Us. So I will give this episode a 5 out of 10, and I will write this down, and we'll check in at the end of the season. But yeah, thank you guys for watching. Let me know in the comments what you think of this episode, if you remember it, how you feel this affected everything else. Otherwise, if you don't mind leaving a like, if you listen to the video and enjoy the content, I would appreciate it. But outside of that, we will see you next time with Lonely Among Us. See ya.